Start a small business. No need to work 40, 50 hours a week, slaving your life away. Obtain financial freedom. Be your own boss and create your own destiny. Moguls are the new superstars. The path to country club membership and at least Mercedes-Benz is paved in gold as you take your business trips to Orlando or Vegas. Validation from your in-laws is just an LLC and Facebook business page away. At least, that's what they tell you anyways. Through social media, websites, and targeted ads, you're sold an image. Small business owners seem to walk on water. You'd think you're the last person on earth working a regular job with a regular boss. But there's trouble in paradise, and its name is In Over Your Head. People start looking to start their own business, don't know what they don't know. But that's why we started our Small Business Confidential podcast, to share what we've learned from years of experience. There's not a lot of people in on this, so remember, dear podcast listeners, you heard it here first, off the record, on the QT, and very hush-hush.
Hi, everybody. Sorry for the long sabbatical, but we're back in action with the Small Business Confidential, and with me is the voice, one of the voices of our podcast, the legendary Amari. How you doing, Amari?
I'm good, Mike. Just got up from my afternoon nap, ready to go.
You actually took a nap?
I took a nap, yeah.
How's it? How long?
About 20 minutes. I had some kind of rain nature sounds playing in the background. Didn't really fall asleep, but I kind of fell into some weird in-between state.
That's called the alpha state. You start thinking about things, you're like, what was that? You wake up, and that means you reached that deeper sleep, which just totally refreshes you. It's like a control-alt-delete in your brain. So
it's like today.
You get a little cold coffee, a little water in your eyes. That's what I do.
Yep. I did the water. I didn't do the coffee yet.
Well, listen, folks, this is the first thing I want to talk about, which is the power of the power nap, middle of the day, just like the Europeans do it, the siesta time, that 2-3 o'clock period. Just, you don't have to do it for an hour, but, I do it for maybe 10 to 15 minutes because I've got it down to a science. But it is an amazing way to just reset your brain. I believe that the first half of your day is executing your script for what you've got laid out. I've got this call to make. I've got this call to make. I got this. I got this. I'm going to write this up, write this estimate up. But that post-snap period is when you really can do some strategic thinking, that get away from the day-to-day and just think about, all right, so what am I doing tomorrow? What problems are still hanging around? And this is where you get your best ideas. Your thoughts, Amari?
Yeah. I mean, I think kind of speaking to the script, it's good to have, like, your day sectioned off as much as possible. I've fallen into the trap of having a long list of things, and maybe all those things are important for that day, but sectioning those things off into different sections of your day is crucial, when you have a good laundry list of things to do for that day. So it's like, you're getting into a zone for the morning, and then you're getting into a zone for the afternoon, if you're not just doing, one kind of category of things for the whole day, making sure.
Well, you're not reacting. That's the, look at folks, the most important thing is to have a plan. That old expression, fail to plan, plan to fail. You need a roadmap of what you're doing for the next day. And that is what you do at the end of this day, especially post-snap. You look at your chart, what got accomplished, what didn't get accomplished, what's a priority for tomorrow, what's not a priority for tomorrow. Planning is not just a word or a phrase. It's an active exercise in thinking. It's active. You are making endless choices about what to do, what not to do. And as you reflect on what you didn't get done that day, in the first half of the day, that is supposed to build some awareness about what you can realistically get accomplished. And then you get into the whole aspect of delegating. What do you delegate? Do you have people working for you? Do you have a sub? Should you kick it back to your customer? Hey, let them do this. You want a special deal? You want a special lease? Hey, write me up something and send it to me. But what you do during the day has got to be part plan for the day. And it, most importantly, it's got to be part of your strategic plan for the year. That strategic plan is, am I going north? Am I going south? Am I going east? Or am I going west? Now, I understand that you may go a little southeast. If you're heading east, you may go a little southeast. You may get a little northeast. But you're heading east. There may be a roadblock on the way. You got to do a bypass, construction work on the street, etc. But you're moving in a strategic direction and you're reflecting on it, how well this is doing in the second half of the day. Am I going off on too many tangents here, Amari?
Nope, you're on the track.
So getting into taking that power nap should be one of the most important things you do every day. Get up in the morning, stretching, you know, 10 minutes, limber up, take a shower, clean up, sit down and look at what you got to get done hour by hour by hour. Do you have a Zoom meeting? Do you have to make some calls? One of those calls happening. So you're following a script. Lunchtime comes. Healthy lunch, you know, grilled salmon, salad, good healthy takeout, you know, not fast food, which is just going to pollute your gut and pollute your mind. And then you take that nap. You keep your notepad or your clipboard next to you as you come up with ideas. I want to give you a great example of what happened to me 25, 30 years ago. As you know, it's, you know, take my naps in the office, my office upstairs. And we got this job that came in. It was to paint a bunch of storage facilities. And these were built, the only thing they had was electricity. Cold storage. All they had was electricity. They had no running water. They had no heat. But they called us up and they wanted us to give them a quote to get the exteriors painted. Now, the first thing we had to do is wash the exterior to get all the grease, all the dirt off, so the paint would adhere. But how do you power wash if there's no water out there? So I went upstairs, got it, and I took a nap. At that magic state, 10 minutes in, I woke up and I had the answer. It was sub out the washing to Sparkle Wash, which has water trucks around, and they just sub out the washing to them as part of your quote. But I came up with that post-snap. You come up with any songs, Amari, while you're sleeping? Since you're a musician.
Yeah. A lot of the times that does happen, you know, with that refreshing of the mind. Cause, you know, for me, like, music is also kind of like a mental exercise or something, like doing a puzzle or just something to get the mind going. So a lot of the times I will just like mess around the guitar for a little bit after. But, you know, today's music is this podcast. So,
Well, yeah, and you know, and Paul McCartney, he wrote yesterday on the back of an envelope, post nap, or he woke up this morning. There's a lot of stories of famous songs being written when they wake up after a nap, after, you know, sleep, and they just get up and the song's right there. It's been marinating in the background.
Right.
So I encourage everybody, plan for the day, work in that plan, having a nap. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is getting into the zone. Getting into the zone means you are dedicating a chunk of time. Let's say it's about 4 hours. I'm going to be doing this for 4 hours, no interruption. Mario, you're going to go work on this podcast and edit it. Get it on our YouTube channel, right? There's no phone calls coming. There's nobody interrupting you, asking a question. There's no meetings, because it's going to take you or get into the zone. You have to downshift from just reacting, phone calls, meetings, this, that. I got to get these checks processed. I got to get stuff entered into the computer. Well, when you get into the zone, that's a chunk of time. I think the best example of it, how many people out there cleaned out their garage, cleaned your room? I mean, really clean, spring cleaning on the room. You find that in that first half hour, you start moving stuff around, centering stuff in the garage, getting the garbage can. Within an hour, working at warp speed. I know I do. In fact, that 4 hours becomes 5 hours. Or my wife will start working in the garden, the gardening. And she'll do that 2, 3, 4 hours. I mean, there's a joy in work. It's not drudgery. You're not looking at the clock. You're deep into the zone of the work that you need to do. Your thoughts?
Hey, let's stop here. We got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, and we'll be back.
If you enjoy listening to our Small Business Confidential podcast, we're sure you'll enjoy our first podcast, The Cleveland Real Estate Investor. We give outside investors an inside look into the real estate market in Cleveland. Cleveland has been on the rise, and investors from all over see those cheap prices and salivate. Our job is to educate those investors and steer them in the right direction with several years of experience of how to do it right and many examples of how to do it wrong. Find the Cleveland Real Estate Investor podcast on any app you listen to your podcast today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, literally getting into the zone. And, you know, I think that's kind of where the scripting and decision making get stress tested, you know, because it's just like that's where you really test the road of I literally can't allow myself to get pulled into this other stuff. This isn't on my schedule. This isn't on my schedule. This isn't on my schedule. I carved out this block of time from my schedule to do this, and I gotta knock this out. So I think that's where it gets tested in reality.
Right. You've got to ask yourself, whoever's listening to this podcast, you've got to ask yourself a fundamental question. Do you live your life actively or reactively? Reactively is a passive way where you're constantly reacting. The boss is telling you to do this. Your kids are they want this, they want that, they need you to drive them here, your husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. They're always making demands. You've got to be able to say, no, I can't do it. The more you say no, the more of a reflection that is on an active way of living. Because no, as the first pediatrician, my daughter Lindsay, Dr. Bloomfield, he said to my wife and I, no is a complete sentence. It's not no, but it's no, I can't do it. I can't do it now. I'm scheduled. And that there's a power in saying that. So getting into the zone is a conscious act effective way of carving out time and saying, I'm going to get this done. How many things can you put in your day that you are going to get this done? It's binary. It's either done or it's not done. And you can't reach that level of success in getting things finished and accomplished unless you set a goal, have a plan, and for certain types of work you're doing, you are getting into the zone. You're cleaning the garage. That is a four-hour job. It's not a half-hour job. It's not returning a phone call. It's not going to the store and doing X, Y, Z, buying different stuff. It is, you are setting a goal and you're accomplishing it. And everybody knows, I'm not lying, when you accomplish cleaning out the garage, don't you look at that garage and feel good that you accomplished something?
Oh, yeah.
And don't you feel overwhelmed? You don't accomplish the things you set out to?
Oh, yeah.
And then is the problem really you, or is it the process you're following?
Right.
I mean, maybe you've got a boss, maybe you have a customer. Hey, it's not getting done today. Or I don't have a place to rent to you. Or I can't do that estimate today. I can't meet with you. But if you're getting pulled in five different directions, you are allowing yourself pulled in five different directions. It's not the job. It's the way you are in reactive mode to that job. You got to tell the boss, do this. That's empowering.
Yep. Yep. That's the good energy coming in and going out, you know, because it'll be, you know, moments with you, Mike, the boss, where, you know, I might have to say, you know, Mike, I'm supposed to be locked in on this today. I've got this to do, you know, and this has to get done today. And, you know, most of the time you'll say, yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for, you know, staying in the zone on that. That is important, you know, and then there might be very rare instances where, you know, in life as you do, you have to pivot for something that, you know, came out of nowhere. But
hey, it's an emergency. Somebody didn't show up. Somebody was sick.
Right.
The truck went out. We just had a storm come out of left field. You know,
right.
Shit happens. Folks, shit does not happen every day.
No.
It does. Look in the mirror. That's, you're making this. Okay. You're making this happen. You're overweight pounds instead of 200 pounds. Just look at what you're eating. Look at how are you just sitting around? Are you getting any exercise? Are you walking? You know what? Kid yourself. Get back to our main topic, in the zone. Look at, you are either in the zone or you're not.
Right.
Halfway about this stuff. And we've all been guilty. Pretending, deluding ourselves, not wanting to go where we don't want to go, not wanting to confront a situation. Okay, do yourself a favor. At least be honest with you. Just simply say, you know what? I'm not ready to make a decision. I'm not ready to get into the zone. I don't want to take a nap. You know what? I do not want to plan my day. And if it fails, with me. Something a little proactive about that, isn't there, Amari?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
So at least be honest with yourself.
Right.
Don't be surprised if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, especially
don't
in the
be
context
surprised
of,
if you.
Yeah, especially in the context.
If you're not, I keep interrupting you. Go ahead. You go.
And especially in context of Small Business Confidential, where it's like, oh yeah, the excitement and the sexiness of, you know, being a business owner, starting your own business. It's like, please do yourself a favor and be honest with yourself if you want all of the trials and tribulations, the actual work that goes into it that we talk about on this podcast.
Right. Trust me, folks. If it was easy, everybody would be successful. There is a reason why 90% of restaurants fail. There's a reason why somebody who's never had their own business, I mean, never had their own business. They never even had a paper route. Had a lemonade stand. You worked for a company. You went to school. You got your degree. You got a job, whatever. You have never worked without a safety net. So these are skills to learn. You don't have to plan your day if you're going to work and your day's already been planned by somebody else, right?
Right.
Drudgery in my book.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a good job, enough time in the day. The clock just goes so fast. Good job. That's where work is not drudgery.
Yeah.
Choice, and I'll end on this note. Choice, making your job and your life better. Choice. Amari, and we'll wrap this short and sweet podcast up.
Yeah, it's definitely a choice. And, you know, that's another aspect of being honest with oneself about, you know, I feel like, in life, a lot of people, you can just resign to your circumstances. Oh, this just is what it is. You know, we talk about that a lot in managing. It's just like, oh, this person isn't capable and whatever. It's just like that's poisonous, you know, thinking and mentality. You know, whether it's your life, whether it's a job, you know, whatever it is, you know, change.
It is always you.
Yep.
If you can't manage somebody, if your kid's out of control, if you're in a bad relationship, if you're in a bad job, if you have a bad boss, look in the mirror. What are you doing about it? Now, you may not have the answer right away. So final thought here, Amari. You may not have the answer right away. No, you don't have the answer. And that is your first. So plan for the next day. Give yourself time to think. That's what a nap is. At the end of the day, make sure you carve out time to plan tomorrow. And we'll end on that note.
Yep. As we head into our scheduled board meeting for our plan tomorrow.
That's right. Okay, Amari. We'll end it there, folks. We'll pick it up next week.
Yep. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you for listening to the Small Business Confidential. To support, please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Also, add our podcast to your favorite streaming services. Everything is appreciated, and we'll be back soon with another episode and upload schedule. The person voicing the intro's name is Travis Riley. Thank you, Travis. And the music was done by our engineer, me, Amari.